Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 22nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. In Edwards County, two people from Arizona got hurt after a crash with a teen driver.
On Wednesday morning, emergency crews rushed to Highway 50 and 20th Avenue for a two-car collision. Jeffrey Weiss, 16, and a Dodge pickup didn't yield at the tracks and hit a Subaru SUV. Both vehicles ended up in the ditch. Aram Molina, 32, and passenger Ari Molina, 29, were taken to the Edwards County Medical Center with minor injuries. They were wearing seat belts. Although Weiss was unhurt, he wasn't wearing a seat belt. I'm J.P. Bazette.
A farmer and his son saved a semi-driver in northwest Kansas on Tuesday. The Sherman County Sheriff's Office said the driver of a semi-trailer was headed west on Interstate 70 and had a medical incident that caused him to black out. The truck went into the median for about a quarter of a mile before jumping over a crossover and slowing down. The son was able to break out the window of the semi-truck with a hammer and stop it before it got to the overpass at exit 17. Officers are calling the farmer and his son heroes. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, has received enough applications to allocate all of the remaining funds. Launched in late February of this year, KEEP provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per student to pay for educational goods and services such as tutoring and school supplies, though the awards were not eligible for private school tuition. Nearly 50,000 Kansas students will participate in the program, and Governor Kelly said because of this program, more families have had the resources to connect students to the tutoring, classes, and extra help that's needed to thrive in the classroom. She said it's encouraging to see that this program is benefiting so many Kansas families across the entire state. While the application remains open, completed applications will only be reviewed if funding again becomes available and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. And the program will remain open for claim submissions as beneficiaries have 1 year after their award date to use the funds. Applicants who have already submitted their applications and need to make updates or changes can contact the KEEP support team. Program administrators expect to have all of the funding allocated within weeks. However, should there be remaining funds, applications will be reviewed in the order they're received, based on the timestamp of submission of a complete application. The Kansas Office of Recovery partners with Merit International Incorporated to implement KEEP, and the program administrators understand the importance of equitable distribution of available resources, and they remain committed to supporting the educational enrichment of Kansas students. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, alongside a group of bipartisan senators, introduced the Protecting Rural Seniors Access to Care Act, which is legislation that would prevent the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from finalizing a proposed rule that will harm nursing homes and patients across rural America. The bill is supported by over 90 national and state organizations, including Leading Age Kansas, the Kansas Hospital Association, and the Kansas Healthcare Association, Kansas Center for Assisted Living. The rule would impact 316 nursing facilities and long-term care units in Kansas. The Protecting Rural Seniors Access to Care Act would prevent the rule requiring minimum staffing standards for long-term care facilities from going into effect by requiring HHS to demonstrate the rule would not result in the closure of skilled nursing facilities, would not harm patient access, and would not make workforce shortage issues worse in areas that are already struggling. The legislation would also establish an advisory panel on nursing home staffing that includes voices from both urban and rural communities. The panel would submit a report to Congress that analyzes workforce shortages and makes practical recommendations to strengthen the workforce. Senator Marshall is also leading efforts to address the root cause faced by nursing homes, including building a robust nurse workforce. Recently, the Senate Help Committee passed Senator Marshall's primary care and workforce legislation that would substantially increase the number of physicians, nurse practitioners, nurses, dentists, and other clinicians through existing programs, including Teaching Health Center's Graduate Medical Education Program, Nurse Corps, the National Health Service Corps, and more. Since 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $18 billion in private sector investment, resulting in over 1,000 new economic development projects and more than 65,000 jobs created or retained. According to numbers released last week from the U.S. Department of Commerce Bureau of Economic Analysis, for the second quarter of 2023, Kansas had the second strongest growth in real gross domestic product, or GDP. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said it isn't just corporate America that recognizes all of the natural attributes Kansas possesses, as small businesses also benefit from the ideal location, transportation networks, quality of life, and highly trained workforce in Kansas. The Kansas Framework for Growth, the state's economic development strategic plan, guides the Department of Commerce as it seeks new opportunities around the globe via trade missions and overseas representatives, across the country by working with site selectors and development, and in every Kansas community by partnering with local businesses and leaders. The Kelly administration's approach is bearing fruit, with projects landing in 85 of the state's 105 counties so far. In Nebraska news, a Hastings man, 22-year-old Kristen Simpson, has been charged in Webster County Court with two counts of first-degree sexual assault for allegedly assaulting two minor girls over the course of 4 years. According to the arrest affidavit, on November 9th, a Nebraska State Patrol investigator began investigating sexual assaults that occurred in Guide Rock between 2012 and 2015 and involved two girls who were as young as 3 and 5 years old at the time. The affidavit said that both minor girls were interviewed at First Light in Grand Island, and it was determined they were sexually assaulted by Simpson between 2012 and 2015. Court records show Simpson was arrested on Wednesday evening and is being held at the Clay County Jail, though his next court date was not listed in the court records. A central Nebraska man was sent to federal prison on Wednesday after being caught with methamphetamine twice in 1 month, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. U.S. District Judge Brian C. Buescher sentenced Jake Spiegel, 42, of Albion, to 8¾ years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Spiegel was arrested on May 28, 2022, after being found with more than 50 grams of methamphetamine, according to authorities. He bailed out of jail and was arrested again a couple of weeks later in Merritt County. Once again, he was caught with more than 50 grams of methamphetamine, and the Nebraska State Patrol said it also found cocaine, psilocybin mushrooms, and several pills. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin January 2nd on U.S. 6. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 112 to Reference Post 126 from Cambridge to Arapaho. The work is anticipated to take 15 days, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person was injured in an accident just after 7 a.m. on Thursday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2017 Freightliner semi driven by 72-year-old Randall H. Bislow of Franklin, Nebraska, was northbound on U.S. 383 when, due to fog, the driver didn't see the stop sign at the U.S. 383 and U.S. 183 junction in time to slow down. The semi traveled into the ditch and came to rest in a field. EMS transported Bislow to the Harlan County Health System in Alma, Nebraska. AAA of Kansas projects around 1.2 million people in Kansas will travel 50 miles or more over the 10-day holiday period of Christmas and New Year's Day, with 1.11 million traveling by car, which represents 92% of Kansas travelers, and it's a 1.3% increase over last year. AAA said that 52,900 are expected to fly, which is an increase of 6.1% over 2022. The biggest increase is in the number of people who plan to travel by train, bus, or take a cruise. AAA said that 44,100 people plan to take a train, a bus, or go on a cruise, which is 12.9% more than in 2022. INRIX, a company that supplies traffic data to AAA and government agencies, said the busiest travel days will be tomorrow, Saturday, December 23rd, Thursday, December 28th, and Saturday, December 30th. And if you plan to travel on those days, they recommend leaving before lunchtime or after 7 p.m. Nationwide, AAA expects 115.2 million people to travel 50 miles or more, and that's an increase of 2.2% over 2022 and the second busiest since 2019. AAA has been tracking holiday travel since 2000. The Christmas and New Year's travel season has arrived, and the Kansas Highway Patrol urges motorists to practice safety on the roads this holiday season. As more people will be traveling, impaired drivers could be encountered, and winter weather is always a threat this time of year. The patrol and other agencies will focus on impaired drivers, child passenger safety laws, and seatbelt use among travelers of all ages, and there will be more law enforcement officers on Kansas streets and highways during the holiday season as travel increases. Motorists can be prepared for a safer traveling experience by following some tips that include to prepare your vehicle for travel by replacing your wiper blades, ensuring your tires have good tread, and checking your vehicle's fluids, exhaust system, and other mechanical equipment. Always wear your seatbelt and properly secure children in the appropriate safety seats. If you're involved in a non-injury crash that involves non-hazardous materials, you need to move your vehicle out of the lane of traffic to protect yourself and other motorists. Always make sure you designate a sober driver for a safe ride home from your holiday festivities. And as law enforcement will be out working, they remind you to drive sober or get pulled over. Stock your vehicle with items that would be beneficial if you become involved in a crash, such as bottled water, blankets, non-perishable food, a first aid kit, and a flashlight with extra batteries. When you leave, start with a full tank of gas and a fully charged phone. Dress for the weather. If you plan to travel in cold weather, make sure you have a coat in the vehicle and warm shoes in case you need to stop for any reason. Check your route of travel for road conditions under construction work or other delays before you leave, and you can visit candrive.org to check the road conditions in the state of Kansas. And as you travel, remember to move over for first responders and highway maintenance crews. And if you're unable to move over, then please slow down. Arrange for a designated driver or rideshare ahead of time if you'll be consuming alcohol. Don't drink and drive, and don't let your family or friends drive while impaired. If you are hosting a party, have a non-alcoholic drink alternative available for designated drivers. If you find yourself in need of assistance on a Kansas highway this holiday season, you can dial *47. And this Kansas Highway Patrol would like to wish everyone a very happy and safe holiday season. The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season, as the Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital business and administrative offices will be closed this Monday, December 25th, in observance of Christmas, and on Monday, January 1st, in observance of New Year's Day. And there will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic tomorrow, December 23rd, or on December 30th, to allow staff to spend time with their families. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients may contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital Medical Clinic wish everyone a safe and healthy holiday season. And for more information on the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 36 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers between noon and 3 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 62. Should be breezy on Saturday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36. On Sunday, there's a chance of rain before noon, then a chance of rain and snow between noon and 3 p.m., and then a chance of snow after 3 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 46 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a 40% chance of snow. Should be mostly cloudy with the high or with the low around 23 and windy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, Christmas Day, there's a 40% chance of snow. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 38 and breezy. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of snow. Should be partly sunny with a high near 44 and breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Farmers know that having cleaner fields leads to higher yields. So when the 100% exclusive genetics of Asgrow brand soybeans with XtendFlex technology clears out those hard-to-control weeds, you can see the path to the next bushel on every acre, adding to your bottom line. If you're ready to have clean fields and consistent performance, let Asgrow lead the way. See your local Asgrow seed dealer for more information. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. Last night, the Kansas State Wildcats got back to their winning ways in Kansas City by knocking off the Wichita State Shockers 69-60. K-State was led by a game-high 17 points from Tyler Perry. He was one of four Wildcats who scored in double figures. Head coach Jerome Tang spoke after the game about K-State's resilience in the win.
They were unbelievable, man. Just a whole lot of fun. These games are always tough for a lot of different reasons. The game before Christmas, you're always concerned. Did your guys go home and didn't tell you? You know, some of them are flying out either tonight or tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning probably. And you just wonder if they're already home for Christmas or not. But Coach Perry did an unbelievable job with the scouting report. And then his mentor today to the guys was, you know, just about not taking things for granted. And I just thought our guys, man, they were locked in. We got a really resilient, tough group.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
The holiday season is right around the corner. So give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $30 on the BG56 CE handheld blower. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It looks like we'll be getting a wet instead of a white Christmas for most of our state, although western Kansas may see some snow showers Sunday night into early Christmas morning. We have a strong low that'll be bringing rain to most of our state through the upcoming weekend. That stronger system is over the Great Basin today and will be close enough to bring us some rain by late Saturday and through the day on Sunday. A cold front is over central Kansas this morning, so we may get a few showers in the eastern counties. That front will be out of the way this afternoon, so we get generally fair weather with some cloud cover. Our bigger storm moves into the Great Basin and starts making progress toward the central plains by this afternoon. Saturday looks like a cloudy and fairly mild day. Rain for most of our state on Sunday. Then a mix of rain and snow Sunday night into early Christmas morning for the western counties. I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off, on the livestock side, we did have a big sell-off on the cattle market late on Thursday. One of the things to look at, a couple of things to look at on the livestock side, not a lot of cash trade has taken place this week, mainly in the northern plains. We'll see what the packer wants to do as far as trade is concerned this week. Also, later today, cattle on feed report, hogs and pigs report, both are set to come out this afternoon at about 2 o'clock, and we'll see how those numbers are affected. Very quiet Christmas-type trade in the grain markets. Wheat futures steady to higher, corn futures steady, and soybean futures a penny higher. And you're listening to the Markets and Weather here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.